I would have thought by now that every time I've been here on stage all the time that I would always overcome my anxiety on stage, but it's always a battle when I get up here. So forgive me if I kind of am a little edgy at times. But anyways, Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope you guys shared some good times with like family members and loved ones, as I have. And it's great seeing you guys here. All right, so let's start. When my sister and I were young, my parents introduced us to the concept of Santa Claus and him leaving gifts for us on Christmas Day. I would wake up in the morning and find presents under the Christmas tree while my parents jokingly wonder as to how they got there. They also showed no signs of concern that a stranger possibly committed a break-and-enter felony in our home. But years later, when my family immigrated here to Canada, we stayed with relatives for a couple of years since we barely had any money to provide and sustain for our own needs. On my first Christmas here in Canada, I realized at that time that the world in all its beauty was also harsh and unforgiving. When I woke up in that cold Christmas morning, I searched everywhere in my aunt and uncle's house looking for a present from Santa Claus. The last place I looked was the fireplace in the basement. I thought that Santa was probably busy and did not have any time, and so he probably just dropped the present in the fireplace. So soon, my search in and around the fireplace proved futile, and so I resulted in just staring at the empty fireplace, heartbroken and dejected that Santa forgot all about me. At the same time, my parents could not do nothing but just watch me from a distance, feeling sorry for me, helpless in giving me something they were not able to give. My sister was also privy to the whole event, and that experience inspired her to write a short article in a Filipino newspaper publication about what had happened to us that day as a testament of the struggles of new immigrants. From what I can remember, she concluded the article with, he stood there, staring at the cold, dreary fireplace, his face wet with tears and with mucus running down his nose, forming the number 11. 11, which was also exact time it all happened. Anyway, that's not what she said. I'm sorry. She said something more profound than that. Trust me. Regardless, I was gifted with a life lesson that day that experiencing brokenness is possible even in the most joyous time of seasons. I spent my teenage years trying to forget that traumatic experience, but looking back at it now as an adult, I am thankful that God allowed me to go through that ordeal. It allowed me to understand a lot of things in my life. First, it provided me with perspective with respect to everything around me. My self-entitlement was constantly challenged when I see people with far lesser living conditions live life with content, and even more so, with gratefulness. I was able to experience empathy for their plight and be compelled through love to help them in their condition. Second, it allowed me to be grateful for everything God had given me. From being able to wake up and see the sun in the morning to being blessed with the things that I could not fathom of ever having, I learned that His grace is truly sufficient. And last, the experience allowed me to articulate for myself how the gospel plays a significant role in my life. Since I am a sinner, I do not deserve anything but God's divine judgment. Yet despite my wayward rebellion, Jesus, who had no sin, took my sin on himself and paid for my own wretchedness with his life. There are no words that can describe how that concept continues to shake the very core of my soul in a manner that compels me to kneel before him in worship and adoration. Because of Jesus, Everything that I considered important, instead, were now set aside. So I did not get a present for Christmas, but I have Christ. I did not get an increase in salary, but I have Christ. I am not as accomplished as some of my peers, but I have Christ. I am afflicted at times with depression, and yet I still have Christ. It is only through Jesus that a life bereft of happiness can still be lived in joy. He alone makes me he alone makes the undesirable worthy and turns brokenness to beauty. Hebrews 12, 1-3 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin and cling so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted." For all of us, brethren, as we celebrate Christmas together, I encourage you to take the time during the day to focus on the founder and perfecter of our faith, to whom we owe a huge gratitude. Nothing can show this more clearly than the Christmas TV special, Charlie Brown Christmas, or A Charlie Brown Christmas, where a frustrated Charlie Brown yells, "If anyone knows what Christmas is all about," with Linus subtly delivering one of the most profound answers to be given about the holiday season. So with this, I greet everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and God bless you guys. Thank you.